That's what's up.
That's what's up.
On 97.9 The Box.
Check this out.
This is your boy JQ the Pimperella for That's What's Up. Well, we know that Puff Daddy, a.k.a. Diddy, is back in the music game. Got a new song called Big Homie. Got an album coming out called MMM. And we've been wondering, what the hell is MMM? Well, Rick Ross is letting us know when he did an interview with Trace TV. He says the title stands for Money Making Mitch, man, which pays homage to the 2002 film Paid in Full, which the character name was Mitch, played by Mekhi Phifer. Mitch was based on the 1980s Harlem drug dealer Rich Porter. At one point, Mitch's uncle called him Money Making Mitch just before the two busted into a fight. Well, we got some explanation on that. We gonna see if that boy Diddy can make a comeback to the music game. Now, T.I.'s about to try to get his funny on next to some big shoes, talking about Kevin Hart and Will Ferrell in a new movie called Get Hard. Now, Will Ferrell's character is going to prison for fraud, and T.I.'s character, Joaquin, gonna try to teach him the ins and outs about being in prison, how not to drop the soap, how to be hard, how to talk in the whole nine, along with Kevin Hart's character. They gonna try to mold him, man. Now, this gonna be coming out real, real soon, so we can't wait to see how this gonna end up being in America. After months and months of speculation on what caused the crash that killed Fast and Furious star Paul Walker, his friend Roger Rosas last November, the LAPD Sheriff's Department said, man, it was from excessive speeding, man. They were going 93 miles per hour when they hit a curve and lost control. And the tires on the car were over 9 years old, man, that contributed to the wreck, man, when it hit the sidewalk, hit the light post, and burst into flames, man. So, you know, Fast and Furious 7 is currently filming right now, and they are going to use the scenes that Paul Walker had already shot, and they're going to finish him in the movie, and, you know, CGI him where they can just make his character be in the whole movie. Don't know what's going to happen to him in the movie, but we're going to have to see when the movie comes out next April of 2015. Man, I tell you, Chris Bosh's wife celebrated his birthday in a big way. Had a club going on, a regular club, and instead of taking him to the strip club, she brought in a whole bunch of strippers to drop it and get bucket naked for him. Also gave him $10,000 to throw out to them girls. Now, that's what I call a good wife and a good party to celebrate your birthday. LeBron's and Dwayne Wade, all them boys was having some good old times. I tell you, it must feel good to be a heat star in America. It's your boy JQ the Pimperella, but that's what's up on 97.9 The Box.